This episode contains vulgar language. The thoughts and opinions used on this show are solely for entertainment purposes. Listener's discretion is advised.
Another episode of Loose Thoughts coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
Every day you wake up looking for problem and chaos for breakfast. Every freaking day.
Oh! Coming at you! From the Lord Phil, if you will, studios, this is another installment of the Loose Thoughts Podcast. I am Phil, the leader of the revolution, damn it. Lord Phil, if you will, thanks for locking in with me. Thanks for joining. I hope you guys are all doing well. Let's get right into it because I have an issue and it is with white people. Yes, white people, I have an issue with you. Not all of you. Some of you, and I'm sure when as you guys listen to this, you will have the same issues with your fellow skin folk. See, the other day, somebody posted something along the lines of, this is a free country unless you are a straight, white, Republican, yada, yada, yada. And I messaged this person, and I was like, I don't know about all that. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, have you checked the fucking historical scoreboard? You guys were up 400 to nothing on people of color, and you're still up, and you're still living in a country that is catered to you. So the actual nerve, the gall, the unmitigated gall, the gumption to think that because now you guys are starting to get your comeuppance and people are starting to be like, yo, what the fuck? And we're starting to question literally everything. And the fact that like your ancestors did some fucked up shit. Your skin folk did some fucked up shit. The fact that you're bitching at the fact that people aren't going for the bullshit anymore, that speaks volumes to the status of the fragility of white people today. Because here's the thing. Like I said, when you're up as much as you've been up, you are afforded the luxury of like just ignoring all the things that are going on in the world because most of it don't got shit to do with you. Police brutality ain't got shit to do with you. Redlining ain't got shit to do with you. Gerrymandering ain't got shit to do with you. So you get to ignore these problems because that ain't got shit to do with you. You get to ignore what's going on because it doesn't affect your everyday life. And now that people are pushing back and being like, wait a minute, let's tip the scales into a more equitable, a more favorable, a more equal playing field, now y'all got a problem. Now you're starting to, now you want to complain that it's hard to be a white person. Have you lost your ever-loving fucking mind? I mean, let's really break this thing down for a second. You got an actual state in the United States. You have an actual state in Florida right now that is pushing for a bill to say that slavery was beneficial to black people. It's going to pass in that state. It's going to pass in that state. And those kids who grow up in that environment, they're going to grow up believing that shit. And they're going to be the next generation of ignorant white folk. And the fact that like that's something that's going on right now, And like, it's funny because I have people that I follow on social media. Like I've met them, and I've obviously met them in real life. They vote to the right, right, and they vote Republican or whatever, and they seem to always be very quiet when it comes to this type of stuff. They're very, very quiet. They ain't got nothing to say. But they rather would spend their time worrying about, you know, whatever's going on with the LGBTQIA plus community. Like, whatever's going on over there, they focus their energy on that. And it's odd to me, because why are you so worried about other people when it's not going to affect... And that's really that's the issue that I have. Worrying about certain things in other communities that don't affect you, like, why do you worry so much about that? Why is that your focus? And also, if this is supposed to be the greatest country in the world, why wouldn't you want the best for all of its inhabitants? Because here's the dirty little secret. What's good for one group is good for everybody else. And if it doesn't affect you, that's not necessarily a bad thing. If it doesn't include you, it's not a bad thing. Because we have to admit that this country has failed at the actual dream that we all grew up learning. The American dream: you work hard, you go to school, you get a good education, you get your degrees, you get yourself a good job, and everything's gonna be all right. The hardest working person wins at the end of the day. That's false. Your ancestors, your skin folk, had been telling us that for forever. And now is the time of reckoning. Now is the time of comeuppance. And you, and that's the thing, you should be just as upset with them as everybody else is. And you should be at the forefront of wanting what's best for everybody else. But like I said, when you're up that much, when you're in a system, when you've been groomed and you've lived in a system that is advantageous to you, and that's the thing. See, because it's been so advantageous for you, you don't think about anybody else. You start to worry, and I think that's what it's coming down to. There's a lot of like that white guilt. Like, I think there's this mentality that, oh shit, like other groups are you know, they're starting to get, you know, whatever. You know, more attention is being put on them, and like, you know, things are starting to go well for them. What does that spell for us? And it's like, just because, and I forgot who said it, but I wish I could quote it, but they said, just because other people are getting rights doesn't mean that yours are being taken away. You know, just because other people are starting to get the shine and other people are starting to be more noticed doesn't take anything away from you. And the fact that there are people who really think that it is tough to be a straight, white, Republican, whatever, it speaks volumes. You guys have had your time this entire time. That's what this country is built on. And now that people are starting to say, like, like, yeah, we gotta, you know, something's gotta change. Now some of y'all are starting to freak out. Your conditioning is kicking in, like, your self-preservation is kicking in, like, oh my God, you know, this is an attack on white people. And it's like, nobody really cares how you feel. Nobody really cares. What people are looking for is a level, actual playing field where what you get, I get. And what I get, you get. I don't care about making you feel bad. None of us do. We all just want to be treated fairly, equally, like the fucking supposed Constitution. And obviously there's problems with that, because when it was written versus now, the forefathers had no idea what the future was going to. They call it a living, breathing document, but not so much. But like, that's all people are looking for is equity and fairness. And it's funny because somebody said white people don't play fair. They don't play nice. So like, when we share things with you, you don't play nice. and then you take it over. It's kind of like, you know, rock and roll music or things like that, right? Like, you guys, we invite you in, and you see it today. You see it today. We invite you in, you know, and you take over, and then you make it yours, and then you act like it's been yours, right? Kind of like the story of this country, right? They showed up here. People were already living here. They murdered the people who were living here, took it over, and now y'all act like this place is yours. And when people say this really ain't yours, everybody's up in arms. You get defensive. And it's the truth, though. Like, this ain't yours. It ain't never gonna be yours. I don't care how many laws, I don't care how much time has passed. Like, the original crime has happened, and it's still happening today. And that's what I mean when I say, like, white people don't play nice. They don't know to share. They don't play fair. Look at, like, hip-hop blogs today. Hip-hop, rap music, started by black people. And hip-hop blogs today, the people, either the people in charge or, like, a lot of the writers, they're white people. And it's not to say that you guys don't have a input or whatever, but, like, why is your voice, why is your faces always on the forefront of everything? And then when people are like, yo, this is not exactly your space, you get offended. They get upset. And that's the issue. So it's always this constant thing. And even look at, like, what happened with that whole shit with CRT the last couple of years, and how so many parents and so many people came out speaking against it when they don't actually realize what CRT is. CRT is literally just talking about the history and how it affects the people today, like the actual history, and how the people of today benefit from what happened before. That's literally all it is. It's the actual history and how it benefits y'all. And like, that's all it is. It's factually telling the truth. And you saw how these motherfuckers lost their ever-loving mind. And it became, oh, well, it's not fair because we don't want to have little white kids feeling bad about themselves, about what happened before. And like, you have no, it's crazy, right? They have no problem teaching the history of slavery, even though it's not accurate, and it's even more not accurate now, especially in Florida. It's not as accurate as they make it out seem, but they have no problem teaching the history of slavery, but they have issues with bringing up the actual history, like the actual history of how this country was formed. And they're worried about little white children feeling bad because, nigga, nobody cares about how the fuck you feel. And honestly, when you tell, it's crazy. Like, we tell kids to tell the truth, right? We tell kids to tell the truth, but we don't do it in schools. So we keep telling kids, oh, you should tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. But it doesn't happen in the classrooms. It doesn't happen in the classrooms because there are people out there that don't want the actual history to be told, because they're afraid that these little white bastards are gonna feel bad about themselves. When in actuality, the kids don't feel bad about themselves. They learn it as, this is what happened, and history repeat. You know, if you don't learn from it, you're bound to repeat it. History, you have to learn it so that you don't make the same fucking mistakes again. And that's what you tend to see that when you're dealing with more like progressive, more liberal areas. Like, a lot of the white people that I know, almost all of them, they learned the actual history, and guess what? They don't feel bad about themselves. They're like, these fucking white people were idiots. They're dumb. And they're trying to do the things, and they're trying to educate, and they're trying to live lives that make sure that we never get back to that place. So that's really what it comes down to. Y'all can't play nice. You can't share. This is ours now. That's what it comes down to. This is ours now. So, like, the whole idea that it's tough to be y'all, it's laughable. It's laughable. Come on, son. Check the fucking scoreboard. Honestly, It drives me crazy because it's this. It's like the oppression Olympics. And you guys want to, and they want to be oppressed so bad. And again, I know the people who are listening to this, you guys aren't these people. You're skin folk. You want to be oppressed so bad. You know, the other day, I saw somebody wearing a shirt that said, if this flag offends you, I'll help you pack. And it's so funny to me that people think that little $2 red, white, and blue, one of the wackest flags in the game, honestly. The American flag is trash. But the fact that people think that the cloth, that little fucking cloth, is the thing that offends me or offends people. Never mind the, you know, I already talked about the slavery. What about redlining, gerrymandering, the fact that they are closing polls in black and brown communities, which makes it harder for them to vote. But then all we ever hear about is, oh, go out and vote, go out and vote. But you're actually making it harder for half the population to go vote because you're trying to make sure that the balance is tipped in your favor. What about the treatment of Native Americans? The people, the fact that we say the term Native Americans and the treatment that this country has put them through and continues to put them through. And yes, this person who was wearing it was a white person. They think the fact that the flag is the thing that offends us, when in actuality, it's everything else. The fact that there had to be an actual act passed to treat minorities civilly. Treat them with an ounce of decency. But I'm supposed to be offended by a piece of cloth? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of my face. And that's what drives me crazy. Because they think that it's so tough now. It's so tough. Oh my God. They would fucking crumble in my shoes. They would fucking crumble if they had to live a black person's life. They would fucking crumble if they had to live a Latino's life. It fucking fall apart with the difficulties that this country consistently puts in our way. You would fall apart if you had to be us for a day, a week, a year, a lifetime. You're not built for it. So don't give me it's tough to be a white person today. Don't give me that. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Because it's bullshit. And you fucking know it. And you fucking, that's the thing, you fucking know it. They know it. They're scared. They're scared of the comeuppance. Because if you ask any one of them, would they trade places with a black person? Would they trade places with the black community? Or with the minority community in general? They'd say no. They would say no. Fuck, man. I don't know. It's... Woo! I needed to get that off my chest, y'all. I needed to get it off my chest. I'm gonna take a break because I feel myself getting hot. I need to go do something. But it's me. It's you. It's the Loose Thoughts Podcast brought to you by Spotify and all podcast supporting apps. I'll be right back. Hey you. Yeah, you. You enjoying what you're hearing? You picking up what we're putting down? Yeah? No? Maybe you're thinking, Phil is out of his mind. Or, Bubba's dropping facts. Or, that guy Kirby? Yeah, he's got the goods. Or, maybe you have a topic or idea you want us to discuss. Well, whatever you're thinking, we want to know. We need to know. So follow us on Instagram at Loose Thoughts Podcast or email us at loosethoughtsradio@gmail.com and let us know what's on your mind. Hell, we just might use your idea or read your comment on the air. It's Loose Thoughts Podcast, a podcast for the people, and damn it, we are the voice of the people.
What's going on, guys? This is Sean Thomas, a.k.a. Shawnee on the mic, host of the In Convo We Trust podcast. And you're listening to the Loose Thoughts podcast with Phil, the leader of the revolution, damn it. Lord Phil, so you're not going to chill?
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! All right. All right. I have got myself a little bit of, water, you know? Went outside, doing better, calmed myself down. Have you guys by now, I mean, if you haven't, what the hell are you doing? This whole Carly Russell story, yo, that shit is crazy. I can't even, but at the same token, I can believe it because the audacity, in the last segment, we talked about the audacity of Caucasity, but it just seems like, in general, the audacity is at an all-time high. And the fact that somebody would go through such great lengths and put not only their family, but their community and the black community through that kind of emotional roller coaster, that emotional turmoil, that emotional stress is incomprehensible. It is beyond me. And every time I feel like we say, ain't no way, there's no way this can be real, it's real. And it seems like the audacity level of people is just getting higher and higher and higher. The fact that this kind of thing happens. See, what people don't understand is that especially when it comes to like the black community, we are the representative for everybody. Like that's just the thing. That's just the way it is. So what I do is a direct reflection, or at least that's how it's seen. We know that's not true, but that's how it's seen. What I do, or what you do if you are black and listening to this, is a direct reflection on the community as a whole. We are not a monolith, but yet in this regard, that we are seen as one. So like whatever one black person does, if it's crazy, then that's a direct reflection on all of us. And that's been the case for forever. I know throughout my entire life, it's like, stop doing that. You're embarrassing us. And when people say us, they don't mean, it's not my family we're talking about. We're talking about the entire community. So like when somebody does something like that and, you know, they do something so stupid, it's like the boy who cried wolf for us. Because this happens, and God forbid something like this happens in the future, and it's actually happening, it's actually what the person says happened, like it's a real thing going on, it's not a hoax, it's a real thing going on. People, the media, the police, I don't care what anybody says, the media, the police, everybody's going to be much slower to react. Because of this one person, because of this one scenario years ago. And that's frustrating because also there are so many missing black women and children in this country right now, as we speak, as you're listening to this. I think as I was reading through it, there are some 30,000 missing black people in this country. And nobody knows where they're at. And for somebody to do something like this, it's mind-blowing. And what frustrates me even more is that we're starting to see, like, there's a rise in, like, the attention on mental health. And that's great. That's wonderful. And there should be. But now it seems like everything is falling under that mental health umbrella. So there, people are saying, oh, she did this because she was going through a mental health thing. Or, you know, or so-and-so did whatever because they were going through a mental health episode. And while I can't for sure say that that is the case, I also can't say that it's not the case. But it's frustrating that now, because we're shining the light on something that should be, the light should be on, it seems like that seems to be the excuse that everybody's using. It's like, it takes away from, like, actual mental health crises. Because it's very easy. Because now it seems like somebody, and you see this with you know, the white school shooters, or the mass shootings, right? The guys who are responsible, it's always, oh, well, they were having a mental health episode, or they were struggling with their mental health, and this, that, and the third, and it bastardizes the entire field, the entire thing behind what mental health is. Because now it's like somebody does something crazy, or somebody does something fucked up, and it's like, oh, well, they were having a mental health episode. Also, in this case, like I said, this now becomes a direct reflection on us. And that's frustrating, because it seems like no matter what we do, we're not allowed the luxury of messing up. We're not allowed the luxury of making a mistake. Because if we make the mistake, then that mistake isn't just ours. It's not just ours alone. It's the entire community's. And the entire community has to suffer for that. And I'm telling you now, it may not happen today. It may not happen 5 years from now. It may not even happen 10 years from now. But there's going to be a situation, because like we spoke about in the last segment, history repeats itself. There's going to be a situation where this actually happened. And instead of taking it seriously, everybody's going to be thinking, is this another Carly Russell situation? Because somebody, and I forget the name of the person, but this happened, somebody else did something similar to this a few years ago. Now it's two instances where something like this has happened. So now it's going to be, when it actually does happen, it's like, is this real? That shouldn't be the case. And like, you go through, if you haven't like read through it, she looked up, like, does it cost money for an Amber Alert? If you haven't seen the movie Taken, she tweeted that, like, her favorite movie was Taken. It's essentially, I mean, you don't need me to break down the plot for you. The name of the movie is Taken. Use your imagination. You could probably figure it out just by listening to this. Although you should see it, because that's Liam Neeson's, and Taken is fire. But, yeah, she looked up all that kind of stuff. And then proceeded to go about doing what she did. And, you know, that's all well and good that she apologizes, and that's fantastic. But like, you're making a mockery of an actual situation that we have going on now. And that's missing black women and children in this country. Like, that's a real thing going on. And you're making a mockery of it. And that's disrespectful. And that's hurtful. And I don't understand how somebody actually think this whole thing out. I mean, there's not much thought that happens, but like, you did a little bit of research, and then you go about doing something like that, and then it's, oh, well, I'm sorry, she was going through something, and then, you know, her parents was like, well, she, you know, she fought for her life or anything. Like, how do we know? You can't take anything that she says at face value, and God forbid this happens and it's a real thing. The person who it actually happened to, now they're going to have to be answering all types of questions that they shouldn't in turn have to answer. That's not fair to them. So you know what? This is going to be my first official damn it, man, since I've come back. Carly Russell, man, I got to hit you with this. Damn. Because that's crazy. We can't have that. That's unacceptable. And like, whatever issues she's got going on, you know, obviously, I hope you know, she figures that out, you know, whatever they may be. But again, I just got to hit you one more time. Making us look bad out here. That's a frustrating mantle to carry. Worrying about the actions that I have, or the actions that I take, and how it's going to make everybody else in the community look. Because, like I said, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. And I know people will try to say, no, that's not, it's not as true anymore. Yes, it is. It is 1,000% still a thing. And it's a thing that we all walk around thinking about subconsciously. And sometimes even consciously, but more often than not, it's subconsciously that, like, I gotta move a certain type of way because I don't want to embarrass us. And, you know, we talk about these things when we're amongst each other and amongst friends and family. But, like, when we're out in the world, these are the thoughts that are going through our mind. All right, don't do this because I'm going to look crazy. And then if I look crazy, you know, we don't want other people thinking that, like, this is what black people do. It's a burden to carry. And when people do something like this, it just makes it worse. There's nothing good that comes from a situation like this. You look nuts. And yes, we'll take the power back by making the memes or the GIFs, however you want to say it, and the TikToks and the this and the that. And we'll make it, we'll turn it into a joke because that's what we do. We'll turn it into a joke and then this will go under the rug and after some time. But the crazy part is, like, this person's life is affected forever. It doesn't end. It doesn't end now that we know it's a hoax. Yeah, she wasted, you know, police resources. That's a crime. That's a full-on crime. So, like, she did all this, and it's not even for the gram. Or maybe it is. Who knows? Maybe this was to get her 15 minutes of fame. And if that's the case, that's pretty sad, too. Because imagine doing something like this and, you know, making it a nationwide hunt for you, all for some notoriety, for 15 minutes of fame. But that 15 minutes of fame is about to be short-lived because your ass might go to jail. Yo, nah, hold on, I gotta hit you again. Damn, damn. Because you did all that, and you may end up going to jail. Wow. Bruh. That's crazy. I mean, I guess in a way, it speaks to where we are as a society now. People, whether they're black, white, Spanish, Chinese, whatever, people in general will do whatever they need to in order to get their little 15 minutes of fame, their little shine. And you end up looking stupid and embarrassing yourself. And in the case of her, she ends up embarrassing us and making something that should be serious into a joke, which is crazy to me. Wow. Whew, that's some heavy stuff, man. That's some heavy stuff. But we won't end on such a negative note because nobody wants to leave feeling all down and blue. So, like we always say, this is an educational podcast and I want you to leave smarter than when you came in. So let me hit you with a little word of the day. And the word of today is singultus. S-I-N-G-U-L-T-U-S. Singultus. It is a noun, and it is another name for, or another word for, hiccups. And to use it in a sentence, even after drinking a cup of water, Charlie's singultus persisted. So, singultus, another word for hiccups. Now you can go show off to your friends and let them know that you're smarter than them. And for funsies, you guys want to play a quick round of Did It Happen in Florida? I'm going to give you a couple of key pieces of information, give you a second to think about it, and you can say it to yourself, or you can say it out loud, and I will let you know whether, in fact, you were correct. All right, here we go. Man gets pulled over, and as the cops are running his stuff, they realize he has a suspended license, and no, a revoked license, and
his tags were expired. And as they are running his information, the guy says, I would really like to finish my hamburger. And he keeps persisting that he would like to finish his hamburger. So the cops are like, that's a little odd. They go, they check his hamburger, and what do they find? Well, they find meth inside the hamburger. So to recap, man gets pulled over, revoked license, expired tags, has a hamburger, keeps saying he wants to eat the hamburger. Cops go to check the hamburger. They find meth inside the hamburger. Did this happen in Florida? I'll give you a second to think about it. And if you answered yes,
you suck.
This happened in the great state of Alabama. Florida's cousin, but not quite Florida. And finally, we can't end the show without our prestigious Ric Flair Award. And with the strikes going on, the writer's strikes going on in California, there is a gentleman by the name of Glenn Corrado, who is the CEO of a food bank called World Harvest, where he works with low-income families to provide little to no cost food for them. What he's been doing is giving food to writers who have been on strike because, you know, they're a little broke right now. They're not working. They're struggling. And he's decided to team up with some of the SAG actors and writers to make sure that they are being provided for and that they have something that they can eat, that they can go home, have meals, and, you know, continue to at least nourish themselves while they're struggling through this really difficult time. And to you, Mr. Glenn Corrado, we give you two claps and a Ric Flair. And that's gonna do it for me, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Thanks for tapping in with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope I made you laugh. We will certainly do this again. In the wise words of me, stay true to you, love you some you, and always do what you do. It's the Loose Thoughts Podcast. I'll check you guys another time. Later, bitches! I'm out!